time for us to head to the great outdoors. Our good buddy Steve Carney here, Flag Outdoors expert, giving us a look at what's happening with the world of hunting and fishing and all those good things outside. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I am wonderful. Hello, guys. I've got a little bow hunting hangover this morning.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Right.
Did you fall out of the stand or what?
Well, I had a very interesting tracking job last night. I was able to tag a really nice doe last night, and it was about a two-hour tracking job and about an hour drag, and got home about 10 o'clock. A little sore today, but very happy, very full of adrenaline after a wonderful evening, and I just feel so grateful to get that one down right away at the beginning of the season, so it's all good.
Nicely done, sir.
Thank you. It was quite an evening last night. It was, you know, very calm, very quiet, and all of a sudden it started to drizzle, and you know what that means in the bow hunting world. That's when the deer start popping out and showing themselves, and they were all over the place when that drizzle started. They love that. I think the reasoning is a lot of their predators have kind of buttoned up and in cover, and they feel a little bit more confident, you know, going out in the daylight. So it just all, you know, clicked. It all worked last night. Sometimes in bow hunting, you know, it works perfectly well. Sometimes it doesn't, but very blessed and very fortunate.
So tell us about kind of taking back to the anatomy of the whole thing. How did you find your place? How did you stand up? How did everything come together as you kind of look back from the beginning of your preparations until you were able to take the kill?
Well, you know, I had stands up about 3-4 weeks ago, and as usual, the deer were coming in where I totally did not expect them to come in, and I had my, you know, it always happens that way.
It does.
I had my shooting lanes, you know, cut in the proper areas, you know, weeks ago, and wouldn't you know, they all come from a completely different direction, so it just, you know, there's a lot of luck in bow hunting, too. I had a small little window to shoot through, and but yeah, sometimes they can be so unpredictable and do things, you know, totally opposite of what you expect. And, early in the week, I had a big doe come in behind me, and I had a red squirrel trying to get down my tree, which is probably his tree. And I'm waving at it with my bow, trying to shoo them out of there. You know how noisy they are, and they start squawking and, you know, alert the whole woods. And, you know, I turn to the right, and there's the doe looking right at me. And she's stomping on the ground and woofing at me and definitely busted. But she walked right up to me and was very inquisitive. And it was a pretty cool experience. But these squirrels, I'm telling you, guys got to go in there and thin those out with a .22. They're so annoying. They alert the woods. But, you know, what do you do? So that was kind of a cool experience. But, you know, as you know, in a bow stand, just about anything can happen. The critters probably don't like you there, and the blue jays let you know too as well, but it's all part of the process.
Yeah, it sure is. Have numbers been good? I mean, typically from what you see year to year, have you been seeing a lot of targets out there?
Yeah, it's really good. I think there was a great reproductive year. A lot of these does have three fawns, and, you know, I've seen a lot with two. So it looks, you know, really good. I think they wintered quite well. I'm switching gears a little bit and heading for ducks here in the next couple of days, and I'm a little worried about that part. Not seeing any woodies and teals sitting around. I think they probably migrated already. I'm a little leery how this early season is going to continue, but seeing some geese, but boy, when you don't see the woodies and teal at this time of the year, it can be kind of worrisome, but everybody will be out anyway, you know, this Saturday. You know, Saturdays are really a good day to be in the sloughs. A lot of duck hunters are out kicking birds around, and that can make a big difference, having them, you know, circulating and moving around, you know, versus a weekday. So I think, you know, we'll get some shots, but, you know, again, I'm looking more forward to the pheasant season, actually. I'm seeing a lot of birds out on the roads, and I think they had a great hatch and, you know, wintered quite well. So, as usual, you got, you know, good things happening and some stuff that's not, you know, quite where you want it to be. And walleye fishing this week just started getting good. I don't know if you guys have noticed the frogs are starting to cross the roads now, which is kind of an indication that good trolling bite starts now. They're crossing all over the place, I've noticed, in the last couple of days, and I picked up some walleyes this week. So it's all kind of starting at the same time. You know, it's a beautiful time of year. Everything is just happening. There's just so much stuff going on. So I'm far from bored, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Steve, one of the things you've talked about before is, you know, getting your decoy mix right when you're talking about duck hunting. And, you know, mixing in, you know, the right sizes, right colors. Give us some tips on that.
Well, you know, most people, I would say, you know, go get their dozen mailer decoys. They throw them out there, and that is about as phony as it can be. I mean, you look at a flock of ducks on the water, and they all have completely different sizes. There's little ones, medium ones, big ones. I like to mix my flock up. I like to mix a lot of little teal in there, and I put feeder decoys. So those are the tip decoys. It looks like they're feeding, so their little butts are sticking up, and they look like they're feeding. And any way that you can kind of improvise that decoy spread with different sizes, different styles, really makes a big difference. And I tell people when they buy new decoys, take them out and put them in your backyard and let the sun go to work on them, let the rain go to work on them, and dull those decoys up. Because new decoys are shiny and bright, and ducks are not shiny and bright. You have to get those weathered and dark, and that really makes a big difference, too. So mix up those decoys. Throw a few geese in there, too. If you notice, you know, we've got a lot of geese in the last 10 years, and they're getting to be more common. And, you know, throw four or five geese on the side, and, you know, that can make a big difference, too, especially for ducks.
Mm-hmm. Good advice. Well, Steve's always got good things to share with us, not just here on the radio, but you can catch his Outdoors Angle Report on our website, am1100theflag.com, talking a little more there about some early season waterfowl tips. So that's going on, too. You hear Steve's Outdoor Minutes every Friday here on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG as well. So all kinds of good stuff coming your way from Steve. The podcast is on our website, too, at am1100theflag.com. So all kinds of good stuff from Steve, who's doing a lot of different stuff, obviously, as the fall goes on. So
yep. Steve,
check him out there.
By the way, Alex earlier commented that she thinks bow hunting would be fun, and I told her it is. It's really fun, and you get to sit and be in the woods right up until you get one and you have to track it. That'd be the
that's the hard
that
you, part.
That's the yeah, that's right. That's why the hangover part going.
Well, tracking is really fun. I mean, once you get into it, you sort of get into this little zone and you got your flashlight and you're just following, and it's really quite exciting. And you don't want to have to track them any more than you have to. Sometimes they're short, sometimes they're long, but once you get into it, you really get very adrenalized. It's really fun, and it's good to have a buddy with you too. And I had one last night. Otherwise, I couldn't have, you know, dragged it out. As it was just, you know, I'm not 25 anymore.
Yeah.
So,
can I have a glass of wine while I'm tracking?
Oh,
in a sippy cup.
You got to have your wits about you, Alex.
Well, again, I mean, said one. I didn't say a bottle.
Oh, no, this is serious stuff.
Okay.
You got to be on your game, and you got to concentrate.
All
so you
right.
have a glass of wine after you find your deer.
Okay, that's how we'll do it.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You got time for a question?
Or three.
Quick question for Steve. First Steve from
yeah, real
Steve.
Quick.
Yeah. Steve's everywhere you look.
Mr. Carney, have a great weekend. Thanks for the visit, as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Steve Carney Outdoors, every Thursday here on AM 1100, The Flag.